scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So, Toys R Us, the latest store to be filing for bankruptcy.
I'm not surprised.
I'm really not either.
The store is the pits to go into. But yeah. Nobody really has to anymore.
Exactly.
You can, you know, go on lines or go to like the cute little toy store downtown.
Right. Well, when they first started, it was Toys R Us. Now, really, toys are everywhere.
Yeah.
So you don't really need to go to Toys R Us.
Another thing that bugged me about Toys R Us, not to rip on Toys R Us, the last time I was there, they still had like a pink aisle that had all the pretend cleaning stuff in it.
Oh.
That just really...
Ouch.
It really annoyed me.
Wow.
Well, so, like, you know, only girls like to sweep, apparently.
Yeah, I never got that kind of thing. Well, they are filing for Chapter 11. They've got over 1,600 stores and 64,000 employees. So they're a pretty big store, one of the biggest ones to be filing for Chapter 11. And this is kind of a weird time to be doing that because it's the holiday season.
Yeah, it is like before that. I wonder if that will mean if they won't be able to claim any of that income? Will they have to give it back to their bankruptcy? We don't know how.
I don't know how bankruptcy works,
Johnny?
The only thing I know about bankruptcy, I learned from Monopoly, so I don't know.
No. Well, I guess we'll see, won't we? If they're open at Christmas, we'll know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't think you're going to like this one.
Okay.
According to an Australian study, sitting for hours watching your favorite shows increases your risk of death.
Oh, man.
From inflammatory diseases like Alzheimer's and diabetes.
Ouch.
Researchers found that every extra hour per day watching TV was associated with a 12% increased risk of death. People who spent more than 4 hours a day binge watching were at the greatest risk for health problems like kidney disease and asthma.
Oh my gosh.
And this is particularly disturbing because recent data revealed that 90% of millennials have confessed to binge watching an average of 6 episodes or 5 hours of content in one sitting.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I've done that too, but I don't do it every day.
Right.
Like when I binge watch, it's like once and then I can't even turn my TV on for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's like once a month for me. I'll sit down for like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
So if I stand up, will this get rid of all those things?
That's actually a really good point. It doesn't say that. It doesn't specify.
Because I'll be standing.
Findings.
I can be moving around and stuff while I'm watching it.
What if you stand there like, but what if you get one of those balls, like those exercise balls, and just bounce the whole time?
I think that would
work.
That
can only help.
Now for even more depressing health studies. There's another study that found that keeping a secret is actually bad for your mental health. Researchers from Columbia University found that keeping a secret can increase anxiety and ends up being a draining influence on the mind.
Wow.
Looks like having that secret is not good, and people obsess about it, and this constant attention causes the most trouble.
Wow.
Not good.
So don't binge watch, and then if you do, don't keep it a secret.
So basically, don't binge watch, and then...
So don't do any fun stuff.
Because there's a lot of times where people will binge watch, and then their partner or one of their friends that watches it...
They'll lie.
They're like, oh, man, I totally haven't watched this show in like a while.
Yeah, or else you know what's going to happen next, so you have to hang on to that deep secret.
Oof.
Oh, it's bad for your health. Can't do that. Well, the Daily Telegraph, claims that Facebook is testing a new snooze button.
That, I like this idea.
I like this idea, too, that allows you to silence a person, a page, or a group from 24 hours to 30 days. So when someone's getting really annoying, if you snooze them, their pictures and posts won't be in your newsfeed until you deactivate the snooze button.
Wow.
But they're not unfriended.
So they're not unfriended and they're not... Because you can hide the person.
Yeah, but like, what if it was like a short-term thing? What if a big group of girls that you knew, or guys that you knew, were going on a fun vacation and you couldn't go? And you really didn't want to see all their pictures about the vacation because it would make you have major FOMO.
Right, and you don't want to hide them.
You don't want to hide them forever.
Because then you'll forget.
You just want to hide them for like 7 days.
Huh. This is a great idea.
I love it. It's genius.
Wish we could do that with life. Can I hit snooze
button
on life?
Can I do that today? I could hit a snooze button today.
I would hit a snooze button a couple times today.
you got my cough over there,
I think
Johnny?
I got your cough, man.